ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। सो वी हैव एलाबोरेटली अंडरस्टूड इन अवर इंट्रोडक्शन रिपीटेडली जीवेश्वर ऐक्यम जगदीश्वर जगत ईश्वर ऐक्यम और जीव ब्रह्म ऐक्यम जगत ब्रह्म ऐक्यम थ्रू ऐक्य समानाधिकरण्यम एंड बाधायाम समानाधिकरण्यम। हाउ दिस इट इज नॉट इनफ द अद्वैतम डस नॉट बिकम रियली अंडरस्टूड इवन इफ यू हैव very clear understanding of the essential oneness of Jiva and Ishvara, Jiveshwara Aikyam, still Jagat, the entirety of the objective universe, which can be reduced to one word, matter, also has to be resolved in the consciousness. Matter also has to be equated to consciousness. Only then Advaita Siddhi happens. Only then the vision of non-duality of the reality becomes really ascertained. And how we understood that also, because even though consciousness and matter are not one, they are not two also, because this material objective universe has no independent existence of its own, therefore it cannot be counted, it doesn't have countability, it's always negated as mithya, therefore mithya prapancha is nothing but appearance of the satya. Clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality being one, secondless, non-dual. The individuality becomes negated. That is how all these problems, the so-called human miseries, also become resolved for good. In resolving the very ahankara. You understand all that? Now here in this Advaita Makaranda, after seeing these verses, just read those verses just only once. Katakshakirana chantana manmohabdhaye namaha anantananda krishnaya जगन्मङ्गलमूर्तये अहमस्मि सदा भामि कदाचिन्नाहमप्रियः ब्रह्मैवाहमतः सिद्धं सच्चिदानन्दलक्षणम् मय्येवोदेति चिद्व्योमि जगद्गन्धर्वपत्तनम् अतोऽहन्न कथं ब्रह्म सर्वज्ञं सर्वकारणम्। This also be understood. So, this Jagrat Prapancha experienced in the waking state and Swapna Prapancha experienced in the dream state, these two Prapanchas which are experienced in these worlds are because of the Maya and the Nidra. It is the power of sleep enables an individual to project his dream world. It is the power of Maya which contributes for the manifestation of this Jagrat Prapanchaha. Anyway, this Prapanchaha, any word experienced in the dream and the waking are equally mithya. It is as good as, this world is as good as Gandharva Pathanam. This Jagat is Gandharva Pathanam, which is again just an appearance in the Chidvyoma. In the sky of consciousness, it's just an appearance. And it doesn't have independent existence at all outside of the consciousness, which is Aham. Therefore, so Sarvagyam, Sarvakaranam, Aham. So this all knowledge, the omniscient, I am the omniscient, Brahma, I am the absolute cause of everything, in a sense, aham karan. He doesn't aham karanam also. Brahman is the cause from the standpoint of the universe. And please remember, we always, all this prakriya we use strictly negate the causal status attributed to Brahma. So the absolute reality implied with the term Brahma is neither the cause nor the effect. But cause is also Brahma, effect is also Brahma. But absolutely there is neither cause nor effect. So that Brahma, Ahamasmi, that has been made very clear here. And we have also gone to the next verse. Nasvata pratyabhijnanat niramshatvanna chanyatah nachashraya vinashanme vinashasyadanashrayat. So, aham brahma asmi, that I am ever of the nature of limitlessness implied by the term brahma, aham brahma asmi, that how and what? What is the basis to establish the Brahmatvam of the self? Here, this absolute reality, this abstract formless reality, implied by the term Brahma, is ever of the nature of timelessness. So, the being free from all limitations means being free, this being free from spatial limitation, being free from time limitation, being free from object limitation. All these limitations is the nature of the reality, Brahma. And here, what is arrived at through self and inquiry into the nature of the self as aham also is free from all these three limitations. Therefore, aham Brahma asmi. Isn't it? So, Shastram presents the nature of the reality as what? Reality is of the nature of limitlessness. This absolute reality, abstract formless reality, which is ever of the nature of existence, is free from all these three limitations. And what is arrived at through self-enquiry in terms of aham is also of the nature of time, is of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, from the standpoint of the nature of limitlessness, aham brahma, what is arrived at as a surupma of aham is nothing but brahma. Aham brahma asmi, he establishes. And the first thing he says, this timelessness is taken in this particular verse, fourth verse. Yesterday we saw the three possible destructions he mentions here. The destruction, of course, we know very well, there's no such a thing called absolute total destruction of anything, because nothing is created, nothing is destroyed, but the destruction is always relative. And the relative destruction is only change. And this change, the relative destruction in terms of change happens only on the part of the anatma. Atma is free from, absolutely free from any destructions. And being free from destructions means, being free from destructions means being free from changes. Not being subject to change is not being subject to destruction. And not be subject to destruction is what? Not be subject to time. Not being subject to time is what? Timelessness, which is eternity. From the standpoint of this nature of timelessness, aham brahma asmi. Understand? So always the Shastram establishes, Shastram reveals the reality, nature of the reality being timelessness. And the self-enquiry helps me arrive at what? The surupam of the aham. As the surupam of the aham, when I arrive at it and we understand here this, the meaning of the word aham also is absolutely of the nature of indestructible. It's also indestructible, free from all changes. No changes happen on the part of this abstract reality consciousness arrived at as a surupam of the I. Therefore, aham brahma asmi. Svataha vinashaha nasti. I'm repeating this. Svataha vinashaha nasti. Anyataha vinashaha nasti. So, this anyataha vinashaha nasti. Ashraya vinashatapi vinashaha nasti. Ashraya vinashatapi vinashaha nasti. Which we explained yesterday clearly. Now we don't need to see it again. We're coming to a new class today. New lesson today. Today's class. Fifth verse. ನಸೋಷಪ್ಲೋಷ ವಿಕ್ಲೇದಚ್ಛೇದಾಶ್ಚಿನ್ನಭಸ್ ನಸೋಷಪ್ಲೋಷ ವಿಕ್ಲೇದಚ್ಛೇದಾಶ್ಚಿನ್ನಭಸೋ ಮಮ ನಸೋಷಪ್ಲೋಷ ವಿಕ್ಲೇದಚ್ಛೇದಾಶ್ಚಿನ್ನಭಸೋ ಮಮ ಸತ್ಯೈರಪ್ಯನಿಲಾಗ್ನ್ಯಂಬಶಸ್ತ್ರೈಕುಮುತಕಲ್ಪಿತೈಃ ಸತ್ಯೈರಪ್ಯನಿಲಾಗ್ನ್ಯಂಬಶಸ್ತ್ರೈಕುಮುತಕಲ್ಪಿತೈಃ ನಸೋಷಪ್ಲೋಷ ವಿಕ್ಲೇದಚ್ಛೇದಾಶ್ಚಿನ್ನಭಸೋ ಮಮ ಸತ್ಯೈರಪ್ಯನಿಲಾಗ್ನ್ಯಂಬಶಸ್ತ್ರೈಕುಮುತಕಲ್ಪಿತೈಃ ಅಟ್ಲಿ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಲಿಟ್ರಲಿ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ 24th ವರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ನೈನಂ ಛಿಂದಂತಿ ಶಸ್ತ್ರಾಣಿ ನೈನಂ ದಹತಿ ಪಾವಕಃ ನ ಚೈನಂ ಕ್ಲೇದಯಂತ್ಯಾಪಃ ನ ಶೋಷಯತಿ ಮಾರುತಃ. ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಪ್ಯಾಸಿವ್ ವಾಯ್ಸ್. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಅಚ್ಛೇದ್ಯೋಯಮದಾಹ್ಯೋಯಂ ಅಕ್ಲೇದ್ಯೋ ಶೋಷ್ಯೇವ ಚ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಗತ ಸ್ಥಾಣುಃ ಅಚಲೋಯಂ ಸನಾತನಃ. We have elaborately seen Bhashyam also of these two verses. In this verse, nothing for you actually speaking. So, the subject matter of those two verses again are brought in here. This is brought in this fifth verse. What does it say here? We already understood, there is no swataha nashaha nasti, we understood. The naturally happening destruction brought about by time is not there on the part of the Atma. Atma is not subject to any such destruction, naturally happening destruction, like how, body aging, etc. Similarly, the destructions caused by anything other than the Atma, the natural calamity, we say, these elements, the elementals, apart from Atma, what is there is only Anatma. Anatma means everything is reduced to elements. So, panchabhutaniva, panchabhautikaniva, elements are the elementals. Okay, whatever is here, the elemental products, okay, they can become the sources of destruction. But here even no element or elemental can cause any destruction, cause any harm to the Atma, because they are all mithya. How can mithya elements, mithya elementals, or even elemental products, which are dependent on the Atma, for their existence can cause any destruction? So absolutely Atma is indestructible. That is what is again said here. Please let us re-break the verse first. See, sosha. It's like one long compound word, isn't it? See that. Sosha. We say it's all. Soshaha. Soshaha. It's a noun. Soshayati, verb. Isn't it? Soshaha. Soshaha means soshanam. Soshaha is a masculine gender noun. What is the neuter noun? Gerund. Soshanam. Soshaha, better write it for your understanding. Soshaha is equal to soshanam, which means drying. What can cause the change in the form of drying something? Isn't it? Wind. Air element is capable of causing the change in the form of dry things. Soshaha, soshanam. Similarly, ploshaha. See the next word now, ploshaha. Isn't it? So ploshaha, ploshanam. So ploshaha, ploshanam means actually burning, heating, isn't it? Is ploshaha, ploshanam. And this change brought about by heating, burning, caused by the fire element. Okay, that is also this burning or heating of the fire, drying of the element air, cannot happen in the part of the Atma. Atma is not subject to get burnt, subject to get dried. Then, vikledaha. Vikledaha. So, vikleda. We can say vikledaha literally, where vikledanam. But here, vikledat. Why vikledate shatruanta shabda, isn't it? Vikledat means, so that which is causing the wetness, dampness, wetting. Is it vikledanam, vikledaha? Here vikledat shatruanta shabda. So vikledanam, this is this wetting. What is it which can cause wetting? Of course, you know, water. So water element, isn't it? All these changes caused by burning, heating, drying, wetting, all these things caused by the changes in terms of all these caused by respective elements are not there of the Atma, for the Atma. Vikledaha. Then Vikledate, then you say Chedaha. See, Chedaha because a compound word. Chedaha, plural, isn't it? Chedaha, take only Chedaha. Soshaha, Soshaha, Ploshaha, Vikledate, Chedaha. So, Chedaha or Chedanam, cutting, cleaving, breaking is what? Chedaha. So, this axe or knife or sword, they can do what? The cutting and cleaving, isn't it? So all these weapons which can cause the destruction or cause changes in the form of cutting, cleaving, breaking, etc. Only weapons. And those weapons being products of iron, they all represent earth element, isn't it? So earth element in the form of any metal weapons also cannot cause any destruction to the Atma. That's what is meant by the word Chedaha. And put together, Anilaha, sorry, Soshaha, Ploshaha, Vikledat, take as Vikledaha. Okay, Vikledaha, Chedaha. Together what now? Sosha, Plosha, Vikledat, Chedaha. Understand now? It's one long word, that's one compound. We break it, Soshaha, Ploshaha, Vikledaha. Okay, within bracket Vikledat. This is so, Chedaha. So now all possible changes or modifications, destruction brought about, caused by all elements, four elements, isn't it? All those elements are also, these just are not there for the Atma. He says what? Chinnabasaha mama na. Chinnabasaha mama. Why? He says the chit is, the chit is pure consciousness here. The chit nabas means the sky of consciousness. Within, in the sky of consciousness alone, all these elements and elementals enjoy their existence. And being dependent on this chin nabas, they cannot do any harm to this conscious, the chin nabas. The nabas is space. But chit itself is looked upon as nice nabas because chit is pervasive of all these elements, including this space. Therefore, mama chinnabhasaha, when he says, I am chinnabhas myself. I myself am the sky of consciousness. In me, all these elements exist. And these, whatever changes, possible changes can be caused by these elements also, cannot do any harm to, to me, the Atma. So, mama chinnabhasaha, na soshaha na ploshaha na vikledat na chedaha na mama chinnabasaha. So I am sky of consciousness means what? And space of consciousness, sky of consciousness means I, the consciousness, am all pervasive of all these elements, lending existence to all these elements. So these elements which enjoy their existence in me as mithya elements, they cannot do any harm to this Atma. So naturally elements alone can cause changes. This is what anyataha, anyataha changes, isn't it? They cannot cause any destruction. And he says, satyehi api, even though they're all there, api, anila, agni, Naba Shastrehi. So here he is mentioning the Soshaha caused by Anilaha. The change in terms of drying caused by Anilaha, air element. change in terms of ploshaha, burning or heating caused by agnihi. You can see break, you can break it. Satyaihi api anila. That's yan sandhi comes. Do you see that? Api anila. Api anila, that yan sandhi. Then anila agni. Again, savarnadirgha sandhi. After that, agni ambaha. Again, yan sandhi. Agnihi. Agni amba shastrihi. See. So, anilaha, air. Agnihi, fire. Ambas, water. Then shastram. Shastrani, weapons. Weapons stand for the earthen products. So, earth element. Isn't it? So, satyehi api anila agni amba shastrihi. So, all these changes, soshaha, ploshaha, vikledit, chedaha, this drying, burning, wetting, cutting, the cleaving, breaking, these changes caused by these elements respectively, or weapons, etc., they're all what now? Are not there for the atva. Why? Because they're kalpitaihi. They're not kalpitaihi, they're only projected. Really speaking, they're only mithya. Being mithya, they're not really there. They're as though there. They're relatively real elements and then elements, the elemental products. Whatever changes they can bring about, those changes can be only on the part of the mithya objects. They cannot do any change on the part of the Atma. So Atma is absolutely indestructible. That is what is said here. Is it clear? Of course, elements do bring out changes. Elements can bring out changes only on the part of elemental products. Mithya elements can bring about destruction, changes, only for of the mithya elemental objects. They cannot do any harm, any destruction of the Atma. That is what is said here. Because why? Kalpitehi satyehi, being projected, being mithya, not having independent existence of their own, they themselves enjoy existence only in the Atma. How can they do any change, bring out any change on the part of the Atma? So, what is said here? Atma is absolutely indestructible. Nasosha plosha vikleda chedas chinnabhasomam. Nasosha plosha vikleda chedas chinnabhasomam. Satyairapyanila agnyam bhashastraikimuta kalpitaihi. Satyairapyanila agnyam bhashastraikimuta kalpitaihi. There you know, satyaihi kalpitaihi satyaihi, by these elements which have been only projected, only which are mithya by them. Just as anila agni amba shastrehi, by weapons, by water, by fire, by air, these changes which are brought about, kim uta. Definitely no destruction in the form of relative destruction in terms of change can be brought about by any of these elementals by their own respective functions. That's made very clear. But the meaning of all the words there, you've got the book also, we know the meanings. I will go to the next one. Abharupasya Vishwasya Bhanam Bhasannidhervina. Abharupasya Vishwasya Bhanam Bhasannidhervina. Kadachinnavakalpeta Bhachaham Tena Sarvagat Sarvagah. Nasho, sorry. अभारूपस्य विश्वस्य भानं भासन्निधेर्विना अभारूपस्य विश्वस्य भानं भासन्निधेर्विना कदाचिन्नावकल्पेत भाचाहं तेन सर्वगः. सो हियर विश्वं इज अभारूपम् भानम्. इफ यू सी भा इट्सेल्फ इज अ धातु. भाति इन द रूट द वर्ब भाति सेकंड कॉन्जुगेशन वर्ब द रूट इज वर्ड भा. भा मीन्स टू शाइन. भाति शाइन्स. सो भा इट्सेल्फ मीन्स एफल्जेंस. Isn't it? Bha itself means effulgence, which implies consciousness. So this abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, is implied by the term Bha. Like how Brahma, etc. Here Bha. The Jnanam we use, Chaitanyam is another word, Chit another word, Chitihi another word. Like that Bha. Bha means what? That's why Bharatam, isn't it? Even in this word, Bharupa Brahmani Ramante Yatra Iti Bharatam. In India itself is called Bharatam because this is the place where people revel in the vision of the reality which is ever of the nature of consciousness. That's why it's called Bharatam. Understand? Supposed to be. The people of this land, the people of the land where they revel in the vision of the reality. Reality which is of the nature of consciousness. Bharatam. Okay. So Bha is the root. So Bha literally means effulgence. So here effulgence implies jnanam, knowledge. So this abstract formless reality which is ever of the nature of consciousness, awareness, is meant by the word Bha. So here Bha, he says what? He says Aham Bhaha. You can see the second line. Abharupasya Vishvasya Bhanam Bhasannidhervina कदाचिन्नावकल्पेत भाचाहं तेन सर्वगः. अहम् विसि दट् च आफ्टर् च अहम् अहम् भा. अहम् भा मीन् वाट्? ऐ एम् दिस् सेल्फ् एफल्जेंट कॉन्शियसनेस. अहम् भाः. एंड हौ ऐ एम्? ऐ एम् सर्वगः. I am ever of the nature of consciousness. Therefore, I am as consciousness. I am all pervasive, sarvagaha. So, in this particular verse, the all pervasiveness is the shastram presents the nature of reality as all pervasiveness, and the self inquiry helps me arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, we understand what aham brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi Sarvagatatvat. In the previous verse, we understood Aham Brahma Asmi Nityatvat. Due to my nature of being free from time limitation, Aham Brahma Asmi. Now he says what? Due to my nature of all pervasiveness, Sarvagatatvat, Aham Brahma Asmi. You have to teach every Swarupam. In every verse, he takes one Swarupam and establishes. Katham Aham Brahma Asmi. How am I Brahma? How Aham equated to Brahma because of the nature of all pervasiveness. So aham sarvagaha sarvagataha bha. I am all pervasive consciousness. Therefore aham Brahma asmi. And what is this all pervasive consciousness? He says bhanam vishvasya bhanam. भा सन्निधेहे विना विश्वस्य भासं भानं कदाचित् न अवकल्पेत. सी भानं मीन्स् शैनिंग. शैनिंग मीन्स् वाट्? बीइंग रिवील्ड. கமிங் டு லைட். Isn't it? Bhanam. Actually, in Tamil, we say ulirugirathu, vilangugirathu. Isn't it? So, bhanam means shining. Shining means what? Coming into existence, being available for experience, being manifest. Bhanam means being manifest. Being manifest means what? Shining. Shining means what? Being available for experience and enjoyment is bhanam. Isn't it? So, vishwasya bhanam, the shining of this world, our world having the status of being existent, world enjoying the existence, world is shining, and thereby world has the status of being existent, isn't it? And which world? Kidrusham vishwam abharupasya. Abharupam. See, I am bharupaha. Aham bharupaha. Whereas vishwam is abharupam. Abharupam vishwam means what? The vishwam, opposite of bha is what? Abha, isn't it? The vishwam which is ever of the nature of inertness. Bharupam, when you say consciousness. I am of the nature of consciousness. Whereas vishwam is ever of the nature of inertness. Abharupam vishwam means what? It is non-shining. Non-shining, literally it means abharupam vishwam, means the universe which is non-shining. Universe which is non-shining means what? Universe which does not have consciousness of its own, effulgence of its own, does not have sentience of its own. This universe still is ever of the nature of inertness. Being the object of knowledge, it is ever of the nature of inertness. And being inert, it cannot shine by itself at all. It cannot shine by itself means universe can never come to light by itself. Universe can never get revealed by itself. If universe has to reveal by itself, if universe has to shine, it should become the known. It should become experienced. Isn't it? Only then it can have a status of being existent. Otherwise, universe will remain covered in darkness of ignorance. It will be as thus non-existent only. Therefore, so this universe, abharupam vishvam, nabharupasya vishvasya bhanam, the shining of this universe which is ever of the nature of inertness, which cannot, does not have light of its own, that universe, now, is not possible. Shining of this inert universe is not at all possible. Na avakalpeta, cannot happen at all. When Bha sannidhehe vina, without the presence of consciousness. Without the presence of reality, which is ever of nature of consciousness. But even the word consciousness we cannot use, isn't it? Just a reality only. Bha sannidhehe vina. See, sannidhehe means what? Presence. Without the presence of this abstract formless reality, reality which is ever of nature of consciousness, the shining of this inert universe cannot happen at all. Na avakalpeta, never can the shining of the universe happen. Kadachit na avakalpeta, which means whenever how universe shines, it shines only in the presence of the light of consciousness. Simple kindergarten example we've been always seeing. The world of opaque things shine only in the presence of the light. If there's no such thing called light, the world of opaque things will remain covered in darkness. Even the light does not create the opaque things. Only in the presence of the light, opaque things shine. Thereby, they have the status of being existent. Therefore, light is as though creating, as though creating the world of opaque things. It doesn't create, but still, it's as though creating because it brings the opaque things to light. Only in the presence of. So, prakasha sannidhehe vina, prakashasya sannidhehe vina, without the presence of the light, the world of opaque things can never shine, never can have a status of existent. Similarly, here, abharupasya vishvasya bhanam bhasannidhehe vina kadachitana avakalpeta. They can never happen. The shining of this inert universe without the presence of the abstract formless reality which is ever of the nature of consciousness, isn't it? So the whole in objective, inert, material, elemental universe shines only in the light of consciousness. The world is means world enjoys existence means it has a state of existence. It is shining means what is inevitably, inseparably experienced along with the world is what? The existence enjoyed by the world. The existence enjoyed by the world is nothing but consciousness only. Jnanameva chideva sadrupena jagataha sadrupena bhati, isn't it? So consciousness alone is in the form of existence of the universe. The universe shines means because inseparably, inevitably, unavoidably, what is there with the jagat is consciousness. In the light of consciousness, the world shines. He says, abharupasya vishvasya. Abharup means inertness, isn't it? Not shining, non-shining universe, which is ever of the nature of inertness, which can never shine by itself, isn't it? Shining of the universe is possible only present because of the presence of consciousness, light of consciousness. So without the presence of consciousness, light of consciousness, it is not possible at all. The shining of this universe is not possible. Bha sannidhihi, sannidhihi, no presence. Bha sannidhehe vina abharupasya vishvasya bhanam kadachit na avakalpeta. Na avakalpeta. It would never be possible. And that bha, kasa bha, what is that effulgent reality? What is that reality which is ever of the nature of knowing, consciousness, awareness? That bha cha aham, and aham bha, aham bha, aham brahma asmi, you can say what? Aham bha. That's why the verse we saw, aham bhami. Remember that aham bhami, you saw that verb? Aham bha. So I, the self, am the pure consciousness, that consciousness, without the presence of which this non-shining inert world, okay, the shining can never shine, can never have the status of being existent, can never come to light. Therefore, what? If the whole universe shines in me, the light of consciousness, means the whole universe is what? In and through, pervaded by the consciousness. Therefore, I am consciousness. Consciousness is all pervasive of the universe. Therefore, I am of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, aham brahma asmi. Aham sarvagaha tena. Aham sarvagaha bha. Sarvagaha bha. Aham bha. Ataha aham sarvagaha. I am consciousness. I am light of consciousness. Therefore what? I am all pervasive. Therefore what? Aham brahma asmi. Okay. Abharupasya vishvasya. Abharupasya vishvasya bhanam bhasannidhervina. Bhanam bhasannidhervina. Bhanam bhasannidhervina. Bhanam bhasannidhervina. Kadachinnavakalpeta. Chinnavakalpeta. Achahantena sarvagaha. Tena, therefore. See, tena, tena karanena. Ataha.
Does connect aham. I through.
See, aham bha. Aham bha means what? I am the light of consciousness. Aham consciousness. Okay, I am consciousness. And consciousness is what? Sarvagaha. Okay, all pervasive. Therefore what? Aham sarvagaha. Tena means what? Because of that reason. Tena karanena. Tena kena karanena. Because of the all pervasiveness. Because of all pervasiveness, aham brahmasmi. Tena karanena. Tena, because of the reason, I am all pervasive. Why am I all pervasive? I am consciousness. I am consciousness, therefore I am all pervasive. I am all pervasive, therefore aham brahma. So I am consciousness, therefore I am all pervasive. See, the opaque thing which shines in the presence of light is in and through pervaded by light. The illumined opaque thing and the illumining light are physically inseparable. There is no physical distance or time distance between the illumining light and the illumined opaque thing. Illumining light in and through pervades the illumined opaque thing. Isn't it? So, the illumining light definitely pervades the illumined. So, also here what we should understand is only in the presence of the light of consciousness, this inert objective universe shines. The shining of this universe means what? Shining of this universe means universe being available for experience. Universe having the status of being existent is because it shines. Because it's shining, isn't it? And the shining is possible only because of the light of consciousness. Because bhasannidehe vina, without the presence of consciousness. You can say prakashasannidehe vina, isn't it? You can, this inner opaque thing cannot shine. The shining of opaque thing is not possible. Shining means what? Coming to light. Coming to light means what? Being available for experience. Having the status of being existent. Therefore, bhasannidehe vina, without the presence of consciousness, this inert universe can never shine. The shining of this inert universe happens, is possible only in the presence of the consciousness. Which means consciousness is all pervasive. Consciousness pervades the entirety of the cosmos, including time and space. Even space, time shines only in the presence of consciousness. Light, space shines only in the presence of consciousness. The entirety of the world of forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space shines only in the light of consciousness. So there's nothing which shines outside of consciousness. When you say entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind, and corpus, shines, enjoys its sense of being existent only in consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is all pervasive. And what am I now? Aham, I cannot be resolved anywhere other than this consciousness. Therefore, I am consciousness. Aham, I am consciousness. Therefore, I am all pervasive. I am all pervasive. Therefore, aham brahma. I am that spatially limitless reality implied by the term Brahma. Is it called Tena? No, because of that reason. Tena karanena aham Brahma. I am sarvagaha, all pervasive. Being all pervasive, you have to separate one more sentence is what? Aham Brahma asmi. Don't forget the title is what? Advaita Makaranda. So in every verse, the Lakshmidhara Kavi carefully, specifically mentioning one specific swarupam. Nityatvam was specifically mentioned before. Here in this verse, he specifically mentions sarva gatatvam, all pervasiveness. And what basis can I say aham brahmasmi? I cannot be resolved anywhere other than this abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, arrived in terms of its nature of knowing. A swarupam of the knower aham. That consciousness is what? Here. Abha. You don't know what is there, isn't it? One can only say, when this self-enquiry is done, aham has been shifted from everywhere, has been resolved only in this abstract, formless reality. And what is the abstract, formless reality? Which is ever of the nature of knowing. Isn't it? That is consciousness. Where aham, consciousness. Aham brahma asmi. And this consciousness is all pervasive. How do you say it is sarvagaha, all pervasive? Because only in the presence of this light, the entirety of the object universe shines. Without the presence of the consciousness, the universe cannot shine. Only in the presence of the universe, presence of the consciousness, light of consciousness, the world shines means the world is in and through pervaded by, Jagat is pervaded by this consciousness. The consciousness is all pervasive. That is Brahma. Understand, Brahma is all pervasive. And Aham Baha, Baha, Aham Baha, Baha is all pervasive. I am all pervasive. Therefore, Aham Brahma Asmi. To say, to equate oneself to Aham Brahma. Brahma means what? Brahmatva Brahma. So that which is ever of the nature of limitlessness is Brahma. That which is ever of the nature of limitlessness means that which is also of the nature of what? Spatial. That which is free from spatial limitation. So I'm all pervasive means I'm free from spatial limitation. I'm all pervasive because of my swarupa of all pervasiveness. Aham Brahma Asmi. Because of my timeless nature of timelessness, Aham Brahma Asmi. He says every verse he's only reinforcing of what has been already clearly understood. Clear now? Tena ataha tasmat karana tena karanena aham Sarvagaha Aham Brahma. Saham Sarvagaha Ataha Aham Brahma Asmi. You have to supply one more sentence. See, this Sarvagaha, this is something very important also, this verse, because here it is the inert material world which can be reduced to one word, matter. Is the entirety of the objective universe, including Ahankara, okay? Including one's body, mind, sense complex, the entirety of the universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, can be reduced to one word, matter. Isn't it? Pancha Bhautikaha Prapanchaha, five elemental model in this universe. It will be only one word, matter. And this matter is always an object of knowledge. Drishyam. But Drishyam, even though subject of knowledge, it is ever of the nature of inertness only, which means it can never shine by itself. So it has to be brought to light. When it is brought to light, it can have the status of being existent. Otherwise, it's as good as non-existent. That is why it can never have a countability of its own. It can never be counted as a parallel reality. And this matter is consciousness only. So, by saying this, what happened? All this universe being pervaded by, entirely being pervaded by the consciousness, it shines, which means this matter is consciousness also. That is, equation of matter also to consciousness also happens here. And that consciousness by which the entire universe is pervaded, in the presence of which the entire universe shines, so I am that Brahma, Aham Brahma Asmi. Nahi bhana drute sattvam, nahi bhana drute sattvam, natte bhanam chito chitaha, natte bhanam chito chitaha. Are you all able to read the verses properly? Okay. Nahi bhana drute sattvam, nahi bhana drute sattvam. Sachin, there's a book with you. This is spare copy. Varanaji's book. I'm sorry. I thought that the book has been already given. Nahi bhana drute sattvam. Nahi bhana drute sattvam, narte bhanam chito chitah, narte bhanam chito chitah, chit sambandho pinadhyasat, chit sambandho pinadhyasat, rute tenahamadvayah, tenahamadvayah. Nahi bana drite sattvam, nahi bana drite sattvam, narte banan chito chitaha, narte banan chito chitaha, chit sambandho pina dhyasat, chit sambandho pina dhyasat. ృతేనాహమద్వయః నహి భానాద్రుతే సత్వం నహి భానాద్రుతే సత్వం. నహి భానాద్రుతే సత్వం నర్తే భానం చితోచితః తే భానం చితోచితః చిత్ సంబంధోపి నాధ్యాసాత్ చిత్ సంబంధోపి నాధ్యాసాత్ ఋతేతేనాహమద్వయః ఋతేతేనాహమద్వయః. సీ అంటిల్ దిస్ ప్రీవియస్ వర్స్ This Acharya, the author of this text, was establishing how Aham Brahma Asmi in terms of the nature of timelessness, in terms of the nature of spatial limitation, spatial limitlessness. But now he straightaway says, Aham Advayaha. Aham Advayaha means what? I am non-dual reality. This is much subtler understanding, this requirement subtler understanding. Aham Advayaha. Tena aham advaya means because of the specific reason, I am non-dual reality, Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. In every verse, he only reinforces, re-establishes, ascertains what? Aham Brahma Asmi. I am Brahma. Absolutely, this I cannot be resolved anywhere other than the abstract formless reality, which is of nature of consciousness implied by the term Brahma. Ahamatma, aham Brahma asmi. If we have right vision of the self, you can say what? Aham Brahma asmi. If you can't say aham Brahma asmi, you are definitely surrendered to the perception of the self. That's all. Understand, aham na Brahma means what? I'm anything other than Brahma means easily remaining ignorant. I'm anything other than Brahma. Identity can be with the anatma, body, mind, sense, complex, pranas, anywhere. Aham can be placed anywhere, isn't it? Dehyatma buddhihi. This ehatma buddhihi can be there. So identity can be with anything other than Brahma, which means what? Definitely there is erroneous perception of the self. There's no vision of the self. There's a vision of the self. One has to say what? Aham Brahma asmi. It's not for saying, but understanding must be Aham Brahma asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi, when you say, I'm non-dual reality, I'm non-dual, I'm one secondless non-dual reality, means there is no, absolutely, there is no countably, there is no second thing other than Brahma. I'm the only truth, isn't it? And anything else is there, what? As though. Aham Advayaha. And he gives the reason why Aham Advayaha, how and why I am non-dual reality. The whole reason, the whole verse presents the reason for establishing why aham non-dual reality, Brahma. Nahi bhanadrute sattvam. Nahi bhanadrute sattvam. Let me stop there. Bhanat rite. You all know very well the word rite is an indeclinable word, avyayam padam, which means without, vina. Rite is equal to vina. So without, bhanat vina. You know this rite can go with third case, second case and fourth case, you know very well, isn't it? Bhanat vina means bhanam vina, bhanena vina, bhanat rite means without the shining. Without shining. Bhanatvina means without the knowledge. Bhanam is equal to what? Shining means knowing. Please understand. Shining, shining means what? Knowing. Shining is equal to knowing. Isn't it? Knowing is illumining. Bhanam bha. Root, isn't it? Bhati shines. And then bhati, the bhanam means shining. Shining means what? Knowing. Knowing means being effulgent also. So bhanat rite, without knowing, without the knowledge. Without the knowledge, without knowing, without shining. Bhanat rite nahi sattvam. Nahi sattvam. Sattva means what? Existence. There cannot be existence without shining. If the world doesn't shine, can you say the world is existent? In deep sleep state, when deep sleep state, when the mind is non-functional, there's no manifestation of knowledge, no vrittis are there, all sense organs are non-functional, the perception does not take place, the world exists or not? The world exists, but for you, the world doesn't exist. The world is as good as non-existent. The world has to exist. The world has to have a status of being existent. The world must shine, isn't it? The world must shine. So without shining here, without shining, there's no existence. The world does not have enjoy the existence if it is not shining. The non-shining world, which remains covered in darkness of ignorance, is as good as non-existent. So without shining, bhanat rite nahi sattvam, there is no existence. Isn't it? The world has to shine, it has to have the status of existent, it must shine. There must be shining of the world. The world has to shine, it must be illumined. It has to be illumined means it must be known. It must be known means there must be knower, isn't it? There must be knower. Who the knower here? There was this consciousness. So without the reality, obtaining them of consciousness, there cannot be knowledge. Knowledge is not possible. If there is no knowledge of the existence of the universe, then the universe cannot shine. Universe doesn't shine means it is as good as non-existent. Therefore, bhanat rite na sattvam. So, achitaha bhanam rite. Chitaha rite. Please make a note, next sentence. Chitaha rite achitaha bhanam na. See, please listen carefully. Chit is a takaranta shabda, the consciousness. Chitaha rite. The chitaha also panchami vibhakti. The fifth case of chit is what? Chitaha. No. Chit only. Chitaha is the panchami vibhakti of chit. Chitaha rite without consciousness. Without consciousness, chitaha rite, achitaha bhanam na. Without the consciousness, shining of the inert matter is not possible. Achit means what? Achit means that which is not consciousness. That which is not consciousness is what? The matter which is of the nature of inertness. Achit is equal to inert matter. Chit is equal to consciousness. The matter which is of the nature of inertness, which does not have consciousness of its own, does not have sentiency of its own, which does not have existence of its own, which is of the nature of inertness, is what? Achit. Chit means consciousness. Understand now? Chit means reality which is of the nature of consciousness. Achit means matter which is of the nature of inertness. Better use this word, okay? Chit is equal to the absolute, abstract, formless reality which is of the nature of consciousness. Achit is equal to matter which is ever of the nature of inertness. So achitaha bhanam, shining of this inert matter, inert material universe is not possible without chit. Chitaha rite means what? Chaitanyena vina. Chitaha rite means what? Chaitanyena vina. Atmana vina. That's the meaning. Without the consciousness, isn't it? Shining on the part of the inert matter, material world is not possible. Chitaha vina, chitaha rute, achitaha bhanam na. Without the light of consciousness, without this all-illumining consciousness, the universe cannot shine at all. The universe can never become known. The universe does not become known, it cannot shine. If it doesn't shine, it is as good as non-existent. Is it clear? Therefore, where does the universe shine? Universe shines only in the light of consciousness only. The universe enjoys existence, enjoys the status of existence only in the presence of consciousness. That's what it is said. Chitaha rite achitaha bhanam na. He used different words, that's all. So chitaha vina achitaha bhanam na, and bhanam vina sattvam na. Without the consciousness, the world cannot come to light, the world cannot shine, the world cannot become the known, with world cannot have the status of being existent. Understand? And without shining, the existence is not possible. I mean, it cannot have the status of being existent. So consciousness is, chit is, therefore chit knows. Swarupataha janati. It knows by its very nature of knowing. Consciousness is, and by its very nature of, by its mere presence, sannidhi matrena, by its very swarupam, it knows. Because it knows, there is knowledge of the existence of the world. And the world is known. The world is known, therefore the world shines. The world shines, the world has the status of being existent. The shines, because of shining, there is existence of the world. The world enjoys the status of being existent. The world exists. The consciousness is not there, world will not be existent. That is why jagataha satyam is what? Chaitanyam. So bhanadrite sana satvam, chitaha rite achitaha bhanam na. Have you understood the meaning of every word here? Got it? No, no. It's not repetition. What he says, see, come first here. Chitaha rite achitaha bhanam na. What does it mean? Without the consciousness, shining of the inert material world is not possible. Okay, the world cannot come to light. Then bhanam, bhanadrute, bhanadrute means what? Bhanad vina, bhanam vina, sattvam nahi, nahi sattvam. Without shining, without coming to light, there's no existence of the world. Which means what? The world can never have existence independently without the presence of consciousness. That is what is the teaching here. Got it now? You must nod your heads. Simply stare at me. I do not know whether you are listening or not. See, that's why I'm telling you. Because you are seeing the new words, isn't it? Takaranta Shabda. Chit is the Takaranta Shabda. What a panchami of Takaranta. Chitaha. Is it? Chitaha. So chitaha rite means what? Vina. Without consciousness. Okay. Achitaha bhanam na. Simple kindergarten sentence. Achitaha bhanam na. There's no shining of the material world. Simple. Without light, there's no shining of the world of opaque things. No light, opaque things do not shine. Finished. Light is, opaque things shine. Light is not opaqueness, do not world shines. Consciousness is not, the world doesn't shine. If there's no shining of the world, there's no existence of the world. Got it now? You come first, then you go to the next sentence. Chitaha rute achitaha bhanam na. Sentence number one. Bhana drute nahi sattvam. Got it now? Chit sambandha api. Chit sambandha api na syat. Chit sambandha api na adhyasat. Chit sambandha api. Chit sambandha api na adhyasat. See, adhyasat, we have rute is there. Adhyasat rute. See that now, break it. Na adhyasat rute. Na adhyasat. You break it now. Adhyasat rute. Adhyasat rute. Chit sambandha api na. Adhyasat rute means without the erroneous perception. Isn't it? Without the superimposition. Adhyasa, adhyarupa means very close. Okay? Adhyasa, adhyarupa means the same. Very closely. Slight difference, isn't it? Yeah, see, shining implies knowledge, isn't it? Yeah. What I'm saying, what it says, see, without the consciousness, the world does not shine. If the world does not shine, the world does not become known, then the world has no existence. The world loses its status of being existent. What is it? So, chit sambandha api adhyasatrite na. Without the adhyasaha, without adhyasa, chit sambandha api na. The association with consciousness so is not there. Ataha aham na. Aham, ataha aham, tena aham advayaha. Aham advayaha means what? I am one non-dual, secondless, non-dual reality. Why non-dual reality? The whole jagat, I am consciousness, immediate consciousness, in the consciousness, the whole universe shines, which means the universe has no independent existence at all outside of consciousness. If there's no consciousness, the world cannot come to light, means the world will lose its status of being existent. Even though if the world has to enjoy the status of being existent, it shines only in consciousness. Therefore, existence of consciousness is the existence of the universe. Universe has no independent existence of its own at all. That is why it is mithya. Because it is mithya, it is not countable as a parallel reality. So what? I am consciousness. Aham Brahma. Kidusham Brahma. Advayam Brahma. I am non-dual reality. Other than me, there is no second thing here. I am consciousness. There is no second thing other than consciousness. And the world which is there is only what? Only another mithya. So mithya means what? Satyam and mithya are two orders of same reality. Therefore, consciousness alone is shining in the form of the universe. Means the entirety of the objective universe is manifestation of consciousness. And I am consciousness. Therefore, I am non-dual reality. I am advayaha. It's simple. The verse is very, very simple. The language is very simple. What do you, that you, takaran shabdas, you're not come across much, isn't it? Chitaha, etc.
Chit sambandha itself It is possible only if there is adhyasa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, chit sambandha means the erroneous perception, isn't it? Erroneous perception itself, adhyasa itself, erroneous perception itself because of the inseparable connection, isn't it? You can mistake the rope for a snake. Mistaking the rope for a snake, isn't it? For a snake, or even you mistake the error in the perception of the self itself is because of the association. It's inseparable association. See, light is never away from opaque. Light is never away from opaque. Opaque shines means light alone shines in the form of opaque. Light alone shines in the form of opaque. Because outside of light, opaque can never shine by itself. So, the same way, the jagat shines means time is, space is, and elements are, elementals are, transactions are, the universe is. I'm experiencing the world, interacting with the world means the world enjoys existence. I may be interacting, experiencing the world, transacting with the world. Still, this world, having the status of being existent, it is here means because what is inseparably with it is this consciousness. In the light of consciousness, only it shines. That consciousness is what? Alone is in the form of this as though world of duality. Isn't it? Even this connect sambandha also is because of what? Even adhyasa itself is because of the association. There's no connection at all. How can there be sambandha? Why should we mistake something for the other? Isn't it? See, if there is no, how can you mistake? If there's no connection at all. If there's no, if only what is there, only one thing is there, then how can you mistake it? Mistaking one thing for the other because this other thing is there, isn't it? That adhyasa. Adhyasa itself because of the connection. But connection in the form of what? In the form of existence. It lends existence in the form of light, isn't it? The light has association with what? The opaque in the form of existence. In the form of existence. So awareness has connection with the world of inert matter in the form of existence. It has no connection at all. Adhyasa itself is not possible. Adhyasa itself is because of the association with the connection with the consciousness. Something called adhyasa, how can it happen if there's no awareness? Let me make it very clear. Suppose there's no knowledge at all. Let me give this example of total ignorance. Okay? In deep sleep state, when there is no manifestation of knowledge at all, when there is no knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, when there's no knowledge of the existence of the world also in terms of the world is, when there's total ignorance, in total ignorance, there's no identity possible, isn't it? Do you mistake yourself for a body? Do you have any identity with the body in deep sleep state? You do not even know you are. How can I have any identity? Is it clear? No, no identity possible. When there's no identity, is it? There's no, you don't mistake. There's no error possible in total ignorance. Listen to me. There's no error possible in total ignorance. If there's no knowledge at all, if there's knowledge, understand, in total ignorance, no error possible. So error is also possible only because of the connection. அத்தியாசக அபி அத்தியாசாத் அபி ருதே அபி சித் சம்பந்தா சித் சித் சம்பந்தா without a connection, without consciousness, even adhyasa is not possible. Even to mistake something for something, how can I mistake? Error is also possible only if there is something, isn't it? In total ignorance, error is not possible. Only if there is partial knowledge and partial ignorance, error is possible. Adhyasa is possible, isn't it? Which means without the consciousness, there is no consciousness at all, means even error is not possible. அத்யாசாத் ருதே சித் சம்பந்தஹ அபி ந. Therefore, what is said here? The first sentence makes it very, very clear. The inert universe shines because of the presence of because of the consciousness, and because universe shines, this existence is considered. Universe has a sense of being existent. Understand? Even adhyasa is possible because of the connection with the consciousness. If there is no awareness at all, what can I mistake for what? Isn't it? Therefore, what? This universe being mithya, being non-countable, you have to say what? Conscious is the only satya, means it is only secondless, is non-dual reality. Matter is not tucham, the material world is not tucham, it is not taken to be non-existent, it is not absolutely real also, it is neither unreal nor real, but it is as though, that is why it is mithya. You look at mithya means when not to, and that non-dual reality I am. அகம் அத்வயா அகம் அத்வயா. Sorry, I have given the literal meaning of the verse. Literal meaning of the verse I have given. We'll see a little bit of, we understand it a little bit better in the light of the Tarkika's language also. Using their expressions, okay? There is some, the aso sambandha has to be understood. In Tarka Shastram, we talk about samavaya sambandha, sayoga sambandha. No, we say Samandhas are there. We using that, we'll understand it better. Understand? Stop now. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.